Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak with you about a couple of verses from Psalm 119. And as a theme, we're going to talk about this being spoil from the battle. Not spoiled from the battle, but spoil from the battle. Here's the two verses, Psalm 119, verses 161 and 162. We read this. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. Now, Psalm 119 is composed in 22 sections, each connected with one of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. 20 of the 22 sections contain some kind of request. This is one of the two sections that asks nothing of God. In this section, the psalmist had problems. He said, "Princes persecute me without a cause." You see, he knew the struggle of having important and influential people set against him who persecuted him without a cause. Now, note those words, without a cause. He could truthfully say that he gave no cause for the persecution. In response, this is what he said, "But my heart stands in awe of your word." Difficult trials, even persecution by those who are in authority, would not make the psalmist lose his awe of God's word. He did not have a conditional appreciation of the word of God. He loved it in good times and in bad times. So he wrote, "I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure." The psalmist loved God's word like some people love treasure. He knew that it was precious and enriching to life. Yet the original word in Hebrew that's translated treasure has the sense of spoil or plunder from a battle. Think of it. The treasures of God's word are like the spoil that comes from the battle. Each new discovery was like finding a prize, gaining a treasure. Sometimes spoil is fought for, and riches from God's word must be fought for. Other times spoil is found, and the riches from God's words are simply received. If riches from the Bible are like spoil from a battle, then it means a few things. Number one, it means that the battle's over. You only divide the spoil when the battle's over. Number two, it means that our enemy has fewer weapons to fight against us with. Because the spoil used to enrich the enemy, now it enriches us. The fact that it's spoil shows us that there's victory, that there's honor to those who are on the winning side. It shows us that these riches belong to us forever. And it shows us that the spoil means that it was worth it to fight the battle. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wins the battle for us, and now we share in the spoil. Get some of it today by spending some time in God's Word.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.